Lesson 17. Uma heard the sound of a tray full of tea things and opened her eyes. Jyoti stood by her bed. "Your tea, mother." Jyoti gracefully gestured toward the tray on her bedside table. "Let me pour it for you. How are you today?" "I'm much better," said Uma, "but I still have a headache." Jyoti's response was quick. "Oh, you'll soon be well. Dr. Mafatia assured me so last night." She sat down on the bed, and the concern in her eyes made Uma say quickly, "It's nothing, really. Oh, how I look forward to the day when there will be a doctor in the house. India needs doctors. How is your work going, dear?" Jyoti's eyes clouded over, and she dropped them quickly. "All right," she murmured. As the graceful head hung down, suddenly Uma saw her daughter as she had stood before her years ago, with a bowed head and a guilty, confused face. And out of the past she recalled a scene and heard her own voice saying, "Have you learned it, or haven't you?" "Yes, mother." "Don't murmur. Look up." "Yes, mother." "Then why don't you know it?" Silence. As Jyoti stood there, a piece of paper fluttered out from between the pages of the human biology textbook Uma was waving angrily at her. Uma picked it up. It was a watercolour of a bird in flight. The art was simple and self-taught, but there was a power, a wild grace in the open wings that Uma had failed to appreciate at that moment. "So, this is what you've been doing all evening, is it? Don't you have any sense of responsibility?" Uma felt black with anger inside, and without thinking, pushed her daughter toward the desk. It was not a hard push, but it mentally wounded the little girl. Jyoti did not look up as she bent obediently over her books.